Blog Talk Radio.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Welcome once again, and thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Keith Henry, and we're here for our Sunday afternoon edition of Blue Zone Wellness on Blog Talk Radio. If you're listening from around the world on internet, we thank you again for joining in. And of course, this week we'll be looking at the week ending 7/30/2011, and we'll be looking at some of the top stories that came out this week. As usual, we're waiting on Dr. Orrin Morgan to call in. He will be hosting with me as he does this show. And we just want to take a quick look, at some of the issues that we'll be talking about today, some of the interesting stories that came out in the news this week, in the natural news this week. First of all, we won't look at it particularly in this order. But we'll look at how this week one article came out talking about how obesity causes over 100,000 cancers per year. Yep. Also, we'll look at how pharmaceutical companies are trying to capitalize on vitamin D and try to take it and make it a drug so that they can capitalize and profit from it, and keep others from profiting from it, or keep it off of the free market, pretty much. Finally, we will also be talking about how grape and grapeseed extract have been shown to help those with Alzheimer's disease. So we have some very interesting discussions that we'll be going into today. And I see that Dr. Morgan was trying to call in here. Excuse me. Just a second. Hello, Dr. Morgan, are you there?
Hi, Dr. Henry. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, and yourself?
I'm fine, thank you.
Welcome again to all my listeners. We'll welcome Dr. Morgan on as we just kicked the show off here. And we are glad to have you listening, wherever you may be listening from. And again, Dr. Morgan, how is your day going so far today as we get ready to address our listeners?
My day has been going on pretty good. I was hoping to get some showers of rain, but to help out my garden, but that didn't happen. But I'm still giving thanks.
Right. We've been getting a lot of rain over here for the last couple of hours.
Oh, that's so good. I'm happy. I'm happy for you over there. So hopefully we'll get some also.
And I was just talking to the listeners, wherever they may be listening from, that at the three main topics that we will be discussing today. We'll talk a little bit about how obesity causes a study that came out that was published this week, how obesity causes over 100,000 cancers per year. Also, how the pharmaceutical companies are trying to capitalize on vitamin D and make it to where to where no one else can use it without certain they're trying to put a patent on certain types, which is not a good thing to be doing right now, seeing as how you can get vitamin D supplements without, a patent and whatnot. But finally, also the last article that we'll be talking about is how effective grapeseed extract is. Grapeseed extract and just eating grapes themselves are very effective, are very beneficial in those with Alzheimer's disease. And so, these things, more and more things are coming out with regard to natural health. And the doors are opening wide, and we're beginning to see that indeed the Creator's way is superior to the way that we've been taught and the way that we understand that medicine is supposed to be practiced in its chief attributes. We'll be right back after this, and we'll get right into our show right after these messages.
Do you or a loved one wear hearing aids or glasses? How about a cochlear implant? Need extra help keeping them in place? The Ear Connection has just what you've been looking for. They have retention products for every need, including oral atresia or microtia. They have adjustable straps, clips, and hair berets that attach to your hearing device, glasses, or both. Go to GetSafeAndSound.com today. That's GetSafe, the letter N, sound.com today. They're just what you've been looking for.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Welcome back. This is your host, Keith Henry, with Dr. Orit Morgan. We're on our Sunday afternoon edition of Blue Zone Wellness, talking about the week in natural news. If you're listening and you want to call in, you can call in with a question or a comment at 917-889-2207. That's 917-889-2207. If you would like to chat, the chat will be live in probably about 5 minutes here. If you would like to send in a question or a comment via chat, you can do that as well. And we'll get right into what we'll be talking about this evening. And Dr. Morgan, I said we'll start off with this first one, which was published this week at naturalnews.com. And also another source for this is at marketwatch.com. And the article was entitled, "Pharmaceutical Companies Trying to Capitalize on Vitamin D." And the article started off by saying, quote, "With an incredible success rate for vitamin D in treating a myriad of health conditions, it is no wonder that some drug companies are looking for new ways to capitalize on this natural and inexpensive nutrient. Biopharmaceutical giant Rockwell Medical recently announced that it has acquired a U.S. Food and Drug Administration abbreviated new drug application for a generic and injectable form of vitamin D called calcitriol. And it openly refers to it as a drug." And the article goes on to talk about how calcitriol is marketed as a treatment for secondary hyperparathyroidism in patients with end-stage renal disease. And it is said to be a very highly effective treatment, if not the most active form of vitamin D in the body. The article goes on to say that its high potency makes it very beneficial not only in the treatment of kidney disease, but also in the treatment and prevention of numerous other conditions, including bone disease and cancer. And the author went on to show concern in that a bad precedent is being set. And he goes on to say, quote, "And while it is great that vitamin D is being promoted as useful in the treatment of disease, the terms under which it is being promoted within the drug industry are disconcerting. Vitamin D is not a drug, and yet drug companies are treating it as such and putting it through the same drug application process that they would for any other synthetic drug. Based on current trends, it will likely not be long before Big Pharma attempts to patent and control numerous other forms of vitamin D, as well as calcitriol, which is why it is important to use and support only the supplement varieties of vitamin D rather than, quote, drug varieties." And so I think that his, once you go down certain paths like this, it's very easy for this type of thing to open up as it has in Europe already. And now in many European countries, you're not being able to get certain herbs without a prescription. And, you know, here is a, in my view, once you start down this road, it will begin to encroach even upon more of our civil rights, our health rights. And usually when people think of civil rights, they think of the civil rights movement and they think of minorities, but really civil rights are for not only minorities, but civil rights are for all citizens. And you have any comments on that article? That's for Dr. Morgan.
Yes, I'm deeply troubled. I read the article, and I was greatly bothered from the fact that over the years, the sun has been demonized. Exposure to the sun has been something that has been criticized. the sun is said to cause cancer and all sort of things, you know, if you expose yourself to the sun. And so over the decades, the recent decades, people have spent so much time hiding from the sun. And therefore, it has created a lot of health issues, kidney problem, hypertension, diabetes, obesity, many cases of cancer are as a result of, especially some breast cancer cases, are a result of deficiency in vitamin D. And, you know, Dr. Henry, I want to think that there are entities, no, not everyone, but that there are entities out there, right, who have vested interest in manufacturing and breeding diseases among the populations of the world so that they can sell their wares. And I believe many in the pharmaceutical industry, not all, right, that is their aim, right, to put out information out there that will discourage us from using the natural things, the use, getting exposed to the sunlight, you know, and then as we shield ourselves from the use of these things, from the benefits of sunlight, then our bodies become sick. And they now offer these products. Because the vitamin D that they're talking about there, it's not even the one that is best for us. It is D3. D3 is an animal source of vitamin D. Right? The one that is extremely better for us is the D2, which is a vegetarian source of vitamin D. Right? And as it relates to the renal problem, the kidney problem, you and I have a friend, and I think we've discussed that in the past, that he had a very serious kidney problem, kidney infection. No antibiotic he took, even some of the strongest ones, could help. Yet it showed up that he was lacking or deficient in vitamin D. And so he took the D2, and with exposure to the sunlight, and therefore getting additional vitamin D, his kidney problem, right, that had persisted for how many months without relief, went away within a month.
Wow. And it just goes to show, at we've talked about before, when we have issues, there is not a deficiency of Tylenol. It's not a deficiency of ibuprofen. It's not a deficiency of this drug or that drug. Almost always, when we have a situation where there is disease or abnormalities, we can look at the body and it's something in there that is naturally in the body that we've been deprived of, and where we have to rebuild it. And this is why it's so important. As we've talked about before, we know that in certain cases, for a short amount of time, you know, in extreme cases, there's nothing wrong with using drugs for a short amount of time,
right,
if necessary. You know, if you're in a car accident and, you know, some type of accident, and to save your life, they have to give you drugs, then for a short amount of time, then we understand that. But what we also know that when it comes to treating disease, that natural medicine, alternative medicine, is far superior to what we know as allopathic medicine. And this is a case in point, as you talked about with the fellow that you and I both are familiar with, that we know, and with this case of kidney infection, where he was taking some of the most powerful antibiotics, and the only thing that could relieve the issue that was present was the vitamin D. So it became evident that it was apparently a deficiency of vitamin D in the system.
Dr. Henry, you know, it's sad to know that people can be that selfish. People can be willing to profit off the, what I would say, the sickness of others, the unfortunate situation that others find themselves in, by putting out information out there so that they can just merely profit at the expense of others. And I'm saying that because when we think about the fact that the use of vitamin D, the exposure to sunlight, could prevent so many health issues. We're not saying it's a cure-all, you know, as we've said last week and time again before. But to know that vitamin D can be so helpful, yet what they want to do now right? There's many out there in the drug community, in the pharmaceutical business. They want to have the sole right to dispense vitamin D. In other words, what they would want to do, many would want to do, is still discourage people from exposing themselves to the sunlight. Yet, they will tell you now to come and buy the vitamin D in prescription. Vitamin D should not be sold as a prescription because it is a simple, natural substance. But that's the same thing they did, as we explained last week, with the talic acid that they got from the black willow, sorry, the white willow bark. And they mixed that with chemicals, like what they're doing with their vitamin D, and then they were able to come up with aspirin. They did the very same thing with the valerian, right? They took out the natural component out there, and that's how we get a drug like I'm trying to remember that one there. That was the one before Prozac, the stress drug before Prozac. But anyhow, this is what they've done over the years, and by so doing, they are able to get a patent and make billions of dollars off, while the natural things are out there to use within the framework of a healthy lifestyle. And they discourage people from doing that and said, come to us, while our health suffer and they make billions of dollars. I believe that that is a crime against humanity.
I agree. And you know, what's also interesting about it is that once they reap the benefits of as you said, of making these billions of dollars, then oftentimes this money is used to influence lawmakers to create laws to restrict natural practitioners and others from practicing and to monopolize the entire medical industry. And this is one of the reasons that why we are where we are now with regard to the healthcare costs, because we have because anytime you have a shared monopoly, monopoly that way, where you go and you influence lawmakers to make laws that benefit you at the expense of others, especially with something as important as healthcare, you know, now we're beginning to see the consequences of that.
You are so right. That drug I was trying to remember is Valium.
Well, okay, Valium. Okay.
Valium is made from the valerian root, the natural component that comes out there. The chief component that is in Valium is made from the valerian root. Now you can take the valerian root, and help to rebuild your central nervous system, build your nerves. Valium doesn't build your nerves. It makes you more dependent on the drug, and it wears it out. Right? So if someone has a stress problem, they could drink more water, exercise, you know, trust God more, you know, because fretting about or worrying about our problem won't solve it. Just be at peace with yourself. Be at peace with your Creator. Right? And take some valerian root. That is much better than taking the Valium.
That's so true. That's true. You don't have to deal with the side effects. I was talking with someone this week, and we were talking about the drugs. And I can't remember the question that they had specifically, but it was about drugs. And I was explaining to them that all drugs have side effects. They have a negative side effect on the liver, chiefly, and the kidneys and other organs of the body. And so... And as you know, as we read, anytime you have a drug, I suggest anyone, before they take a drug, if they feel that they need to take it or if they choose to take it, they should at least educate themselves in terms of the side effects of those drugs. And then you need to weigh, okay, the doctor has recommended that I take this drug. And in today's society, you know, many times the doctor will give you a packet that shows you, you know, the side effects. If not, in today's society, you can go on the internet, you can pull it up, and you can find the side effects of a particular drug that you've been given. And so if you after informing yourself that, okay, this drug has these side effects and it's to treat this particular disease or abnormality or ailment, if you still choose that you would like to roll the dice, as it were, and take these drugs as opposed to making a change of lifestyle and seeking out a naturopathic practitioner to help you with this issue, then at least understand the risk that you're dealing with, because if not, you know, you could be getting more than you bargained for. And
you're all right. That is true.
And so I'm sorry, go ahead.
As a matter of fact, one of the things that came to my mind a while ago is that when we expose ourselves to the sunlight or take a vitamin D supplement, and I recommend the D2 because it's vegetarian source, there's no side effect unless we overdose ourselves. You know,
right.
If we expose ourselves to the sun during the early morning or late afternoon, we won't be affected much by any ultraviolet ray, and there's no side effect on our body. Right? There are beneficial effects. On the other hand, if they're able to come up with a drug, right, like the one you mentioned there, that drug has side effects. Even though the vitamin D has benefits to the kidney, yet the kidney has so much work to do to get rid of the chemicals that they combine with the vitamin D to create that drug. So therefore, that person's kidney would be doing a whole lot more work. It would be wearing out much faster. So it would be better for them to take the vitamin D supplement and also get themselves exposed to sunlight when there's a vitamin D deficiency.
That's right. And, you know, and as we do know, you know, vitamin D, the natural vitamin D, the sunshine, as well as, you know, natural supplements, as we've seen, they have these supplements, or vitamin D is very, very effective in treating us a myriad of diseases, as the article pointed out, and especially diseases such as cancer. And so, you know, when we think about it, we could see why the pharmaceutical companies would want to capitalize on this, as if they haven't capitalized enough on things already. But we could see from a profit-based perspective why they would want to do it. But as you said earlier, some of the things that they're doing and that they've done in the past are actually criminal. I mean, think about if you are a person who you work and you're barely getting by, and the difference between what it's going to cost you if you get into a situation where you're sick, the difference in what it's going to cost you to make lifestyle changes and buy the vitamin D supplement, getting out into the sunshine, as opposed to having to go on the drug. And so, you know, it is amazing to me how things are being played out. And I have to say, you know, as we've talked about on this show previously, it is so very extremely important that people educate themselves and understand what it is that's being done, and understand that these huge companies, these public corporations, their bottom line, and you know, listeners, you need to understand this, their chief concern is not to care about you. Their chief concern is to make profits for their investors and for their companies. If they're a public corporation, they are required to do so by law. They are required by law to make profits. So if you think that your health is their chief concern, I'm here to tell you that it's not. And so you need to realize that you have to be responsible for your own health. You have to be responsible for educating for not only your health, but the health of you, yourself, and your family, learning how to eat right, learning how to, you know, follow a healthy lifestyle, reading up on supplements, on herbs, going to natural practitioners, getting information from them, going to their seminars, learning, doing everything that you can, because knowledge is indeed power, and especially when that knowledge is used correctly. And if you're listening to our show today, this is Dr. Keith Henry and Dr. Orette Morgan. We're discussing some of the things that came out this week with regard to natural healing and natural health, the weekend review. If you want to call in, you can do so at 917-889-2207. That's 917-889-2207. We also have the chat room up if you would like to send in a chat or question or comment. please feel free to do so. We will be right back after this brief message.
Do you or a loved one wear hearing aids or glasses? How about a cochlear implant? Need extra help keeping them in place? The Ear Connection has just what you've been looking for. They have retention products for every need, including oral atresia or microtia. They have adjustable straps, clips, and hair berets that attach to your hearing device, glasses, or both. Go to GetSafeAndSound.com today. That's GetSafe, the letter N, sound.com today. They're just what you've been looking for.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Keith Henry, ND, as well as Dr. Orit Morgan, ND. We're discussing, again, some of the issues or news that came out this week with regard to natural medicine and natural news. And we just finished talking about vitamin D and how there's some particular pharmaceutical companies that are trying to capitalize on certain types of vitamin D and make them and patent them and, you know, make it more expensive at the end of the day for you to get it, and also to make it pretty much impossible for you to get it without a prescription, and to try and basically monopolize the market and make things worse than what they are right now. Dr. Morgan, if you don't have anything else to say on that, when we can go on to this next issue on grapes and grapeseed extract.
Yeah, once more, we encourage people, our listeners first and foremost, and for them to encourage others to get adequate amount of exposure to the early morning and late afternoon sunlight. And so in that, we are so happy they cannot harness the sun and bottle it from us. Right, so that's a good thing. That's a good thing about it, Dr. Henry. So let's get the benefits that come from exposing ourselves to the sunlight.
I agree. That's true. It's a good thing that they can't bottle the sun. I suspect the majority of us would not be able to afford it, what they would charge for it.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, this next article also came from naturalnews.com, and it pointed out. It says it was entitled "Grape and Grape Extract Compounds Help Protect Against Alzheimer's Disease Development." And the article says, quote, "Researchers publishing the result of a study in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease found that eating grapes and supplementing with grapeseed extract compounds helped to prevent the development and progression of Alzheimer's dementia. This devastating form of dementia," he goes on to say in the article, "is characterized by the accumulation of beta protein clusters in the brain, known as oligomers. A wealth of prior research studies concludes that excess oligomers poison neurons in the brain and cause memory loss associated with the disease. A number of different natural compounds, including grapes and grape extracts, provide a powerful protective shield against the progressive memory loss experience with Alzheimer's dementia." And you know, I see and I'm meeting a lot of people, and I'm hearing a lot of stories now as people get into their 60s and 70s, and even sometimes earlier, where they are beginning to experience severe memory loss, dementia, and Alzheimer's. And you know, for a while in the natural health field, we believed that this was affiliated with eating habits and lifestyle habits. And now we know for surety that it is affiliated with our eating habits and lifestyle habits. One of the things that they said for a while that was connected with Alzheimer's was aluminum concentrations in the brain. And this is why you're recommended not to cook with aluminum pots and pans. And one of the things that another thing that they've talked about is just eating foods that are not conducive to the body as a whole, which contribute to dirty blood, which contributes to a dirty mind, dirty brain, because the blood is the life of the flesh. Also, some of the other research that has come out, this was some years ago, and they were talking about mad cow disease is basically, or Alzheimer's is basically mad cow disease in humans, and which I believe has, you know, from looking at the research, that seems to be a pretty relevant conclusion, because once they've opened the heads of people and they've opened the heads of cows and they've looked into the brain and they've seen the exact type of brain deterioration in late stages, it looks like Swiss cheese to the brain because of this little thing called a prion, which is even smaller than a virus, pretty much eats away the brain. And it's been said to be the chief villain, if you will, in mad cow disease. And which now that goes back to what we've talked about before, Dr. Morgan, in that the dangers, the hidden dangers and not so hidden dangers now in the consuming of flesh foods.
You're so right, Dr. Henry, because one of the most important things in preventing Alzheimer's is to have proper circulation to the brain. Anything that impedes circulation impedes our health, and whether it's our health in general or it's our health or the health of a particular organ, proper circulation is extremely important. When we consume animal products, we are consuming generally a lot of fat. Even if the meat, a piece of steak looks lean, there are layers of fat between the lean area. So we are consuming a lot of fat that way. We are consuming a lot of cholesterol also. And so these things help to impede proper circulation. Also, an acidic condition of the body causes red blood cells, which deliver oxygen to the cells, and all the cells need oxygen, also cause improper circulation or poor circulation. So with our brain not getting enough oxygen, Dr. Henry, can you imagine the condition there? Because the brain uses 25% of the oxygen that the body absorbs. And so for it to function with clarity, with efficiency, it needs that oxygen. And if the oxygen is not being delivered to the brain, then there's going to be a problem, serious problem. But then complicating that would be the toxins that we get from these foods that we eat, the animal products, the refined products, and the overeating. Most of us overeat. Then turn around, we don't drink enough water, you know, and so many things that lay the groundwork for Alzheimer's. And then, as you mentioned there, the prions that are found in mad cows. One report I came across said roughly 20% of what we call Alzheimer's today here in the United States is nothing less than mad cow disease.
Wow, that's amazing. That, and you know, and as you mentioned earlier, some of the things that came out also was some of the cows that they knew had been stricken with this mad cow disease. They were ground up and used as feed to other animals, like chicken and other animals. And so now it's passed on from the cow to the chicken, and then we eat the chicken, and now we have the mad cow disease.
Do you think maybe we have also mad chicken disease?
And yet we know a lot of the, and of course, you know, you have interests who want to protect profits. And so, I mean, I can know, you know, it's pretty much squashed, and they, you know, a lot of the news reports were like, no, you know, it can't be transferred over from the cow to the human being. There's nothing wrong with it. It's safe. It don't, you know. And I thought to myself, one must not have much common sense to believe that, because if the cow has the disease, and the research says that it's virtually impossible for them to kill the prion, which is found present in the cow that has the disease. And so I eat the cow with the prion that was not destroyed, and the prion now gets into my bloodstream. And so I am now to believe that it's not possible for me to have mad cow disease. That, you know, that you would really have to suspend reason to believe that, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, when Dr. Henry, for the benefit of your audience, and because you and I know this, when the human being is addicted to something, or maybe not addicted as we think of it sometimes, but I think it is, but when they are consumed, right, to enjoy something or pursue something, reality will face the individual, but they just turn a blind eye to it. For example, the same thing can be said of AIDS. We know that by using drug-tainted needles, by having sex with someone who is not our wedded partner, you know, for life, and the person is faithful to us, we endanger ourselves of picking up AIDS. But people still go out there and have sex, and they even put on condom. If a condom can get someone, can stop someone from getting pregnant in many cases, why would it now be such a surety measure against picking up AIDS? In other words, we are human beings. Even when the danger faces us, we become like the proverbial ostrich, because we are so consumed by our lust, our desire for the thing, that even though the danger is so imminent, we turn a blind eye to it. We hide our head in the sand and just pray that, well, we don't get caught. And it is sad to know that, whether it's animal product, whether it's sex or whatever it is out there that can consume the human race, that we turn a blind eye to the danger, including certain death that we're that we face.
This is true, and you, as well as I know, being practitioners in the natural field, have come across many people who, although they know the dangers of eating certain things, and although they may already be suffering from some disease, which has been caused by many of the things that they're eating and their lifestyle overall, and yet when we make it known to them in many cases that, look, unless you eliminate this from your diet, unless you eliminate this from your lifestyle, you are going to die, or this disease is going to progress to the extent that you are not going to be able to function. And you know, I'm sure I've encountered it, many people will choose to keep eating or drinking or following a lifestyle pattern that will contribute to the very disease that they wish to get rid of, even though they know and are aware that the only way for them to rid themselves of the disease or abnormality is to cut off the thing or things that have caused it in the first place. Would you agree with that?
I agree with you so much, because I face it constantly, and that is one of the reasons before I put anyone on a program, on a healthy lifestyle program, I do a preview first, right? I do a screening, a pre-screening, to make sure that they are willing to make the change, Dr. Henry, because if they are not willing to make the change, they are wasting my time. They are wasting the Lord's time. And so I agree with you 100%. I've seen over my 20-something years of practice, people who come, you know, talk to them on the phone, do seminars, they come up to me, they want to gain health. They want to really gain recovery. They want to be free of their disease, but they don't want to make the change. So guess what? They seek the conventional medical community, which, again, as you and I say, they have made great contribution, right, to the health of mankind. But where we disagree is where they just write a prescription and the person go to whatever source, have it filled, the pharmacy, and then they take the prescription while they're still eating their meat. They don't drink their water. They don't cut their stress level. They don't exercise. They don't lose weight. They don't do X, Y, and Z in addition, but they expect to get well. So they chose the easy way out because they are these doctors who went to Harvard, Yale, you name it, and they said, well, you don't need to do all of those things, right? Just take the drug. I'm prescribing this drug to you. Right? And the drug companies love that because they know this person will forever be taking the drug once they are alive.
That's true. And in many cases, as a result of the side effect of that drug, they will end up on one or more drugs for life. And they will forever be on those drugs, and their lifestyles will, in most cases, never change. And so it's kind of like what we were talking about in the last segment with regard to the vitamin D drug that these companies are trying to come out with now, is that, you know, they realize that most people, because of human nature, are going to try and take the easy way out. And I say the easy way, and it's not really the easy way. The easy way is to form a habitual lifestyle change. And before you know it, it'll become a habit, and you'll be healthier and you'll be richer because you will spend less money on sickness, on disease, and you have more money to enjoy life and to help your family. And, I mean, there are a lot of benefits that are directly associated with good health. Now, Dr. Morgan, later on in this article, the author talks about how they did a 5-month test using mice, and he says they found that supplemented grapeseed extract halted the progression of cognitive decline by helping the brain in these mice to clear excess levels of the beta protein, which was implicated in the disease in the first place. And the lead researcher in the study, Dr. Giuliano Maria Passanetti, said that from the Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York, said that based upon her results, quote, she strongly suggests that this grapeseed extract should be further tested as a potential prevention and or therapy for Alzheimer's disease where dementia is involved. The article went on to say, he, quote, the result of supported research studies demonstrating the critical importance of natural nutrients to prevent Alzheimer's disease is published in a prior edition of the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease. The study focusing on neuronutrition determined the impact of vitamins, minerals, and nutrients from many vegetables and fruits to alter the chemistry of the brain and halt degenerative disease. In addition to a calorie-restricted diet, the authors cite vitamin E, dietary polyphenols, curcumin, spices, and homocysteine reduction. So it's interesting when you look at the article how even in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease, which is published by allopathic physicians and allopathic doctors, they have been force, for lack of a better term, and you know, not all these people are bad people. It's just that that's what they've been taught in school, and that's all that they know. And here we are seeing that now even the lead researcher from Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York is now suggesting things like grapeseed extract be used in not only the treatment but even in the prevention, or further study should be done in using this and even preventing Alzheimer's disease. And I know that you and I both would say yes, eating grapes and taking grapeseed extract maybe, and also an entire lifestyle change will in many cases prevent Alzheimer's disease and allow those who are growing older in their years not to lose their sense of memory, and also not to put their children and loved ones in such a situation to where I've seen daughters and sons who become just flabbergasted because they're so flabbergasted that their parents can no longer remember anything or very few things at the very least.
You're so right, Dr. Henry, because I remember growing up as a child, and there were times I was reluctant, you know, passing a home that I know, and especially an older lady, you know, someone maybe in their 90s knows me, I was reluctant many a time to pass that home because if they recognize you, they stop you. And growing up as a child, if an older person stops you, you have to stop and talk to them. Because if they complain to your parents, you're going to get some form of discipline, maybe even spanking for, you know, showing disrespect in that manner. So, but the thing is why I would sometimes try to avoid them recognizing me is that when they stop you, they ask you for mother, father, all your siblings, all your uncles, all your aunts, cousins, you name it. And Dr. Henry, the point I'm making, I don't, you know, their brain was so sharp, even at 80, 90, you know, some of them approaching 100. Today, you send a child to the store, right? And it seems like they have Alzheimer's already because if you ask them to get you two items, they come back with maybe one or maybe one of them, right? They come back with something you don't want. The point is, yes, Alzheimer's is definitely a problem. But, you know, as you were talking there, my mind went back to the Bible where Paul says a little wine is good for the stomach. Now, you and I know that Paul wasn't talking about fermented wine because the Greek word used there means unfermented wine, which is grape juice today, whether
right.
It's well grape juice or we make our own grape juice, because the same Bible tells us that wine is a mocker and strong drink is raging, and we should not be deceived by it, right? So here Paul was telling Timothy to take a little, right, to recommending a little grape juice for the stomach. But why grape juice? Because grape juice has a pH that is above 8. Now, most stomach problems is as a result of an acidic stomach. So what Paul was saying, if you use grape juice, right, if you drink some grape juice, then it will most likely elevate your pH from an acidic state to an alkaline state. Now, once the blood gets alkaline, it is able to transfer more oxygen, right, more red blood cells, right, to the brain to deliver oxygen, which would help to impede the formation of Alzheimer's.
That's right.
So we can see, even from a Bible perspective, right, we have the cure there, right? Right. So, you know, 2,000 years later, man is coming up with, and I'm glad for the science, you know, but if we just go back to the Bible and go to man's original diet in Genesis 1:29, right, which consists of fruits, grains, and nuts. And then when sin entered, as you and I have said over and over, God added vegetables. Most of our ailment would be history, right?
That's true.
Would have the ounce of prevention, right, there that would lessen many of the needed cures today. But even when cures are needed, these preventions, right, these vegetables would be also, and fruits and grains and the good natural things within the scope of the healthy lifestyle would help to reverse our condition. But there are entities out there that don't want it because it's less money in their pockets.
That's true. That's so true. And, you know, when it's all said and done, as I said earlier, the love of money is the root of all evil. And if you are listening, you're listening to Blue Zone Wellness on Blog Talk Radio. I am Dr. Keith Henry, and with me is Dr. Orette Morgan. And if you want to call in with a question or comment, you can do so at 917-889-2207. That's 917-889-2207. You can also go to blogtalkradio.com/ Blue Zone Wellness, and you can send in a question or a comment via chat. We have about 10 minutes left in the program, and we'll be right back with our final segment talking about how obesity is responsible for about 100,000 cases of cancer every year. So we'll be right back after this brief message.
Do you or a loved one wear hearing aids or glasses? How about a cochlear implant? Need extra help keeping them in place? The Ear Connection has just what you've been looking for. They have retention products for every need, including oral atresia or microtia. They have adjustable straps, clips, and hair berets that attach to your hearing device, glasses, or both. Go to GetSafeAndSound.com today. That's GetSafe, the letter N, Sound.com today. They're just what you've been looking for.
skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs, extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm Keith Henry here today with Dr. Orit Morgan. We're going into the final segment of Blue Zone Wellness edition for Sunday, dealing with the weekend natural news. We have roughly about 10 minutes left. And if you're listening again, you can call in with a message or question, with a question or a comment at 917-889-2207. That's 917-889-2207. If you would like to send in a chat or question or message on chat, you can do so by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/ Blue Zone Wellness. And we encourage you that if you get this, you can, when it's over, you can have an opportunity to download the show. You can put it on CD and give it to your friends or family or loved ones. They may hear something that might help them. Or you can send a link to an email to someone. They can listen to the show online or through their laptop, on their computer, on their smartphone. And what you'll be doing is you'll be giving the gift of health. Now, this last article that we'll be discussing here from naturalnews.com is called, it's entitled "Obesity Causes Over 100,000 Cancers Per Year." And the article says that, as it turns out, fat tissue isn't just a dormant storage depot for calories. According to the American Institute for Cancer Research, more than 100,000 cancer cases in the U.S. are linked to excess body fat. Most of them are preventable. The article goes on to say that the data shows that on top of the list of obesity-linked cancers is endometrial cancer, followed by esophageal cancer, pancreatic and kidney cancers, among others. And now, increased body fat are linked to the following cancers, and I'm going to give you the percentages and the numbers and the type of cancer that this excess body fat is linked to, according by the American Institute for Cancer Research. According to them, 49% of endometrial cancers, that's 20,700 cases a year, are linked to obesity. 35% of esophageal cancers, or 5,800 cases a year, are linked to obesity. Of pancreatic cancers, 28%, or 11,900 cases a year. Of kidney cancers, 24%, or 13,900 cases a year. Of gallbladder cancers, 21%, or 2,000 cases a year. Of breast cancers, 17%, or 33,000 cases per year. And of colorectal cancers, 9%, or 13,200 cases a year. Now, there are others, but those are the top ones that are directly related to being obese. And that is interesting information. Wouldn't you say, Dr. Morgan?
Extremely interesting, because Dr. Henry, for the interest of your listeners and the public out there, these are deaths that we could say are pretty much highly preventable. Obesity. A report came out from the CDC some years ago, about 6 years ago, that it was the number two cause of preventable death. The only factor that surpasses obesity is tobacco. But they said that obesity was on the way to become the number one cause of preventable death. So if you are so right, you know, just for cancer alone, that's at least 100,000. And, you know, you mentioned kidney, which we've been talking about. We could link that back to the vitamin D, because lack of vitamin D causes obesity, right? Lack of vitamin D causes kidney problem. So we can see right there is a connection there with what we are saying.
That's true, and you know that now that you mention it, one of the cancers mentioned as well was gallbladder cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, whenever you know when your kidney when the kidney is not sufficiently taken care of, you can start having problems with kidney stones, and they get go over in gallstones, and before you know it, you know you have all kinds of problems. And it is amazing to me that of the cases of cancer, the ones that I just read off there, directly affiliated with obesity. Although only 17% of the totality of them were breast cancers, the number were the highest in breast cancers, which is 33,000.
Exactly.
So you know that is quite a 33,000 cases of breast cancer a year caused primarily by being obese is easily preventable.
And you know, Dr. Henry, we have to really educate the public, and the public has to be willing to change their mindset. Because so many women who come to me and they want to get well and they're obese and say they are weighing 230 pounds and maybe they should weigh 140, you know. As soon as they lose maybe, say, 30 pounds, there are fellow lady friends, who tell them that they're looking so skinny or meager. Right? And they are scared when somebody say you're looking meager. Right, so they don't want to lose any more weight, and yet they are maybe still 50 pounds overweight.
Right,
and if a person is 50 pounds overweight, right, you just imagine the damage being done to the kidney, to the breast, and so what have we said over and over? That 9/10 of the disease are born in the mind; they originate in the mind. It's we have to change our way of thinking. Looking fat is not a sign of health. Now, I'm not talking about we should look skinny and as if, well, we are coming from some starvation, you know.
Right.
On the other hand, we should find out what our normal weight should be and try, you know, to achieve that. Whether and the best way is not to go on some dieting thing, but is to really go on a healthy lifestyle program, you know, that you've outlined over and over. And with that, we can achieve our optimum weight and health.
That is so true. They say something interesting later on in this article. They say, quote, a groundbreaking and startling study published in the ACS Journal of Proteome Research proved that fat cells actively secrete dozens of hormones that act as chemical messengers in various parts of the body. Scientists suspect that these chemical signals may promote not only cancer, but also a wide range of other chronic diseases, including diabetes and heart disease. And it's interesting that they point that out because you and I both know, as we've mentioned here on this program before, the science shows clearly that those who are overweight or obese have greater incidences of both diabetes and heart disease and all manner of other diseases. And now it's been connected even by the scientists. Now they're saying that, okay, now the fat cells, they believe, are secreting hormones that act as chemical messengers to various parts of the body. So, you know, that this is amazing that now, you know, that which natural practitioners and even medical doctors who have a bent to being natural, to the natural way, something that we've been saying all along, you know, there are no drugs and whatnot that you can give for all of this. You have to get back to the basics. That which is simple is that which always works. And Dr. Morgan, we have about a minute and a half left. Do you have any final comments on this, and or any mention with regard to your upcoming food line, vegan food line?
No, my burden, thanks for that, Dr. Henry, but my burden, you know, and my closing comment is for each one of us, our audience, and for them to encourage their neighbors, their coworkers, their family members, relatives, to exercise more. Choose healthy food, right? Let your meal be at least 80% complex carbohydrate, 10% vegetarian protein, and 10% vegetable fat. And if we operate, you know, within that line, drink our water, cut our stress level, do all the good things that we've been mentioning on this program and previous program. And Dr. Henry, we will not now be spending $1 out of every $6 for health care, but I'm convinced maybe $1 out of every $20 for health care.
Wow. I agree. And Again, we thank you for joining us from where you may be around the world. We know that we have listeners from many, many countries. And again, remember, you can always listen to us either on your, if you don't catch us live, you can catch us in the archives. These shows are saved roughly about 30 minutes after the show is done. Thank you for being with us. And until next time, be safe, be healthy, and we'll be back on Blue Zone Wellness.